Thank you for holding. Is this Nathan?
Yes, this is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make dinner for the kids.
Oh, no, all good. I got two of them myself. It sounded like you fell. I was like, oh, Jesus.
No, it was a metal pan, not me.
Oh, well, that's never good to you. Hopefully you don't got pasta sauce all over the floor, but my name's John.
Hello, John.
I'm one of the directors here. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about listing your company on the first page of the Google search results, but she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions for me in regards to the services, aside from just the pricing?
No, I understand SEO and how it works.
Okay. So obviously the major benefit to you, you know, this is a Google Places placement. It's not just a regular SEO optimization. Google's been having newer products roll out where they have like Google Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Places, and then the organic SEO would be beneath all those guys. So we do still do your SEO work, but we're calling about Google Places. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map there on the first page.
Okay.
You'll notice if you look up like chimney sweeps or fireplace or any kind of like concrete and masonry work, you're going to see the same two guys actually right now. We have one spot available that we're actively looking to fill, but the main two guys are Dr. Clean Sweep. I don't know if you heard of them, Chimney Service, and Red
Yep.
River Chimney and Fireplace.
Yeah, I used to work for Red River. I know them well.
Oh, okay. They've been doing this for about 5 years for their Google Places placement.
Okay.
So the reason we're reaching out to you today is because of that, but that's not the only thing that we do. You know, we're A to Z digital branding firm. So we actually would do everything that has to do with the online business profile for Chimney Commandos LLC. That means like not just a Google business profile and the Google Places placement, but Bing. You'll be a top option on Bing. There's Facebook ads and a Facebook business page that we'd run and do biweekly posting on. You know, and then there's 60 other directories, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We're basically like your one-stop shop for all your marketing and advertising. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And I know you already have your own website, which is good. You know, that'll save you money. We don't got to build the website for you. We usually would provide that if you don't have it, but obviously for a cost. And then Tara told me she found some listings for you on Home Advisor by Angie.
Yeah, I just started with them recently.
Okay. How do you like that service?
So far, it's not bad. I got two leads out of it.
Oh, wow. So it's really new, though. too new to tell?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason
I asked about that is because the Angie's List is on the first page. Like, they have an organic presence in Clarksville. So they're basically getting leads from Google and reselling them to people in this area.
Yeah, they're the middleman.
Right. So, I mean, if we – I would highlight that because if we put you up here, you know, it cuts out your middleman. You don't have the lead fees or have to deal with the leads going to X amount of other people. There's eight guys on the list, so I don't know how many guys are actually getting each individual lead. But I know it's not just going to one, right? And they charge you for it even when you don't get the job. So I think Tara sent you a link to the pricing page. The Platinum Package is what she asked me to put you on. Normally, the Platinum Package is $5.99 on a month-to-month basis, but with the new in-business credit, I can reduce it to our lowest package pricing structure of just $2.99 month-to-month, and then we'd waive all setup fees that have to do with the campaign. So there's no other charges outside of that $2.99. You won't incur any like lead fees, click fees, call fees, no surprises.
Okay, so $2.99 a month.
Mm-hmm. And it's month to month, and it comes with an in. Oh, sorry. Did you have a question?
Nope.
Oh, I was saying it comes with an in-depth tracking system that comes in the form of an app. It's called the Local Splash app. So you'll be able to actually monitor like all of your online listings that we create for you, all the leads you're getting, all the calls. There'd be recordings of the calls. You can monitor your billing cycle, request reviews from customers when you're leaving the jobs. You know, if you're missing calls, it'll still pipeline all their information. So that way you're not missing the opportunities altogether.
So. Okay.
Very useful tool.
I got a question. Why, don't let him chew on those. Why Why does Google allow, do you work for Google?
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California.
Okay, why do you all allow Angie's Leads to, like, pretty much be like the mafia? Like,
I've asked that question so many times. And what basically every executive there, like when we have our seminars there where I'm getting my Google certification, when we ask those, they get red in the cheeks. They know what's going on. But what it really comes down to, and just me reading between the lines and their expressions, is that they have a hard time turning a blind eye to the $8.5 million that HomeAdvisor by Angie's pays them every month.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So they do it all over the
US. Plus, I mean, that was back in the day when companies weren't really spry on Google, or Google might not even have been spry on reaching out to companies
so
the way they are.
Their relationship goes back, like, to the end of 2010, and they were called Service Magic then, and then the Federal Trade Commission shut them down, and then they rebranded as HomeAdvisor and then bought Angie's List in 2017. So Google's had a, you know, 10-plus year relationship with them paying, you know, millions of dollars every month. Yeah, so they just kind of let that continue. But they did roll out that Google Guarantee program to kind of plan for the day that they do get shut down for good. Because if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor by Angie, you'll find all kinds of articles where the FTC has been really adamant about shutting down their parent company for the last, like, 2.5 years. They've been trying to really, like, put them away for good. And so Google rolled out that Google Guarantee program, which is a pay-per-lead service, but they kind of ironed out the kinks that people, or problems people were having with HomeAdvisor, where they have exclusive leads and they actually give you the customer with the customer on the line and kind of pre-screen them for you. So that's definitely something we could grow your business into, you know, 1 to 2 months down the line. We just want to get your Google business profile verified, and then if you want to enroll in that, you know, we can get you through the background screening and get you Google guaranteed. But that'd be a stepping stone.
Gotcha. One more question. What prompted y'all to call me now? Because I really could have used y'all calling me about a month ago when I was stressing trying to get my – trying to do my verification video and pulling my hair out because
they never jump on any verifications that don't come from their partners because they know you're not doing a paid advertisement. There's a lot of business owners out there that try to shortchange Google and just be like, oh, I could do it myself. You know, I'll get up there myself. And there's no way to get on the first page anymore without it. But when it comes to Google Places placements, these particular ones that we're calling about, it's based on availability. Like, there's up to 3 guys that'll show there in that top recommended section if you look up chimney sweeps, you know. So you'll see there's only two right now.
Can you tell me who dropped out?
We're not supposed to. Yeah, realistically, the calls are recorded, but
I don't need to get you in trouble. That's fine. I was just curious.
Yeah, there's I was trying to figure out a way to word it without.
don't worry about it.
That was just me being nosy. Leave clues. Yeah, but. You'd have to be able to rotate it. But I guess the reason we didn't call you before is mainly just availability. Yeah, we get inbound calls throughout the year, and we just kind of throw them on the list until there's a spot open in the area, and then we just start going down the list. The only fair way to do it is kind of like first come, first serve. So.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so let me one more thing. You said the 299, that not only does that cover me a guaranteed spot on the front page, but you also doing other SEO type stuff with it as well, is what you're saying? Or what were you saying in that aspect?
We'll do all your SEO content creation. Like, our company became a premier Google partner in 2016, but we were actually operating since 2004. So, you know, before then, we were just a local SEO company. We never stopped providing the full SEO services for our clients. So that's why we say we're a full-service digital branding firm instead of, hey, we're just going to do your Google business profile and your Google Places optimization. We had pre-existing relationships with other platforms like Meta and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all these guys. So we still do all your SEO content creation and optimization on all platforms. and all your popular directory submissions, all the backlinking, meta tagging, you know, making sure that it's compatible for SEO services, and it also helps with the Google Places placements as well.
Okay. I guess my next question is, how long would I get that $299 rate before you jump me up to the we got you rate?
No. So that's the deal. So if you sign up with us today at $299, we send you a full service agreement in writing. So you'll actually have everything documented in black and white that it's month to month, and it would stay $299 for as long as you're with us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't up that, you know, when I grow and actually start making money with this thing.
No. I started working here in 2014, and I have a roofing contractor. He's the first person I ever signed up, and he's still with us. He's a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas, like the DFW area. And so,
yeah.
But his rate is like way lower than what the other guys in his area are paying, but we've grandfathered him in because he's been with us for so long. So he has the same payment each month that he started with.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're still with us 5-10 years down the line, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
Okay.
It's a lot easier on
all
us.
Right.
Because at that point, you already have all the foundation we built. We're just doing updates. You know, once you get to 5 to 10 years down the line, there's not a lot to change.
Now, let me ask you this, because I've only literally had two jobs, and even though they acted like they were going to give me a review, they didn't. I have zero reviews, so
mm-hmm.
My thing is, even being on the front page, me knowing how I am,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at reviews first, and if somebody has zero reviews, I'm not, no matter how catchy their logo is or whatever, I'm probably not going to go with them.
Yeah, but like, I mean, showing up in the first
place, I need to get out there and get
game changer. But yeah, the more reviews you could get, the better. Actually, we can't even enroll you into the Google Guarantee program until you have at least 5 of them on your local listing. So, you know, we'll build it. If you can get people to write them, Google has verified reviews, so they'd have to send it like from while being logged into their email. They have to be on like their mobile device or on their home computer to actually write it and have them stick on there. But there is a little section in the app where you can go in and you can plug in phone numbers from like old clients and just kind of shoot them off, and hopefully they'll just kind of fill them out and send it over, you know, take them a couple seconds to kind of tap and send those over. But we can't like copy and paste them from other platforms and put them on Google. People ask us to do that.
Oh, well, that wouldn't help me anyway. Like I said, I have zero. I have nothing to copy and paste. So
yeah, you'll get
I
more reviews from
if
being
that
up there.
Hurt me.
No.
Yeah.
Cause we verify your business. So you still have like a badge on the profile on that first page. And obviously they know you're showing up there for a reason. So it's going to add a lot of credibility even without the reviews. And obviously as the reviews come in, as long as they're good, it'll continue to help you. But it's not an ultimate deciding factor. You know, it's just being up there alone is going to get you an increase visibility and foot traffic.
For sure. And you do all the code words and everything for the chimneys, like
yeah,
you said,
so
the masonry and
if you sign up today, we'll do a client interview tomorrow. So obviously we have a good idea on what the top keywords are going to be because of the Google Analytics system. It lets us see data going back like 10 years. So we'll have recommendations, but you have final say on everything too. We don't want to list you for something you don't provide and then have somebody find you for that and call on you, wasting your time. So the client interview will customize the campaign and customize the service area with you on the line.
Okay. Vera, I heard you go. Here. Come here. Sorry, my daughter's got to go to the bathroom and I got to take off her bib. There you go.
No problem.
All right. So give me that price one more time. What was it?
It'd be $299 exactly, but you'll have the Platinum Package Bundle and all of its contents.
Okay. Man, my wife's going to kick my ass.
Nah. My wife loves money, so there's not many things in this world that that give you a return on investment like this. You know, most of the time you're just spending it on something. This is something that actually yields return. So big difference between, you know, putting a business on the first page of Google and buying her a new purse.
All right, well, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 931-624-3142?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I can send that to?
It's 405 Veronica Court.
Okay, I got you. Clarksville 37043.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, it's just I work out of a trailer, but it's my residence until I can grow enough to get a shop.
Gotcha. I'll hide the street address online, so we'll just send the postcard there. But I won't have it displayed. You don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your door or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Right. And then what's the business email address where I can send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's chimneycommandos@gmail.com.
Commandos@gmail.com. All right. And what's your last name, Nathan?
Henry. H-E-N-R-Y.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yep, one-man show for now.
No, that's good. I mean, obviously, be careful who you hire. I always tell my guys, I mean, it's okay to give people a shot, but, you know, if you hire them quick, don't be afraid to fire them quick if they mess up.
Yeah, hire slow, fire quick. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
That's one way to do it. I kind of hire quick, fire quick. I try to give people a shot. I found some gems by doing that, actually. You know, sometimes people have big old resumes, and they're just lazy.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm blessed because I'm in Fort Campbell area, and my goal is I'm going to go to the Soldier Support Center where soldiers are filling out their resumes and getting ready to get out of the military, and I'm going to find the ones that are staying local and try to pitch them a career because it's a pretty lucrative career, and I'm going to pay them well because I don't need to get rich off of this business. I just need to make a living.
Yeah.
So I plan on growing it pretty big. That's my goal.
Right on. I respect that. My brother's a vet, and my whole family, actually, except for me, my dad and my grandfather. My grandfather is the coolest one, though. He chauffeured Eisenhower back in the day. He
passed in 2018.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so that was cool.
Ice.
Yep. He told me some stories about them drinking and and driving.
No, I bet.
And then Ike telling him, who's going to pull us over?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're kind of untouchable as a general.
Yeah, no, my grandfather
especially
called
a five-star.
His class, you know, he said he was August 6th of 1935, he was born, and then his 10th birthday is when they bombed Hiroshima, and so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he tells me some crazy stories, and he's like, oh, when I was going through camp and everything, I was the last guy called, you know, and I thought I was in trouble, and, you know, I thought something happened, and they were like, oh, you're going to the White House. The last guy in his class, and he met Einstein and stuff. So he had all the cool stories, but my brother is the most battle tested, I should say. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and my dad was just a Marine for 4 or 5 years. I think it was 6 years in Pendleton. But yeah, it's good to take care of those guys. I mean, when you're loyal to those guys, as long as you understand, especially if they seen the elephant, you know, if you're understanding of, you know, their mindset. Like, my brother deals with a lot of PTSD, but they're so loyal. I mean, the guys that he went in with years ago, he's still hanging out with every single day, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They'll bust their butt for you. All right, so I have your business profile created. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay. And are you going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday for now.
Okay. And go Saturday and Sunday closed, or by appointment only?
Yeah, we'll say by appointment only.
Yeah, that way they can call you, but I know you got to make time for those little ones.
Yep. All right.
And then you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes, I can.
Alright, business profile created. Now, for the client interview, like I said, usually client interview is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes, I would say, on average, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete it. What's your schedule look like tomorrow?
Let me think. Seems like there was some, I mean, I know I got to pick up the kids early. I'd say the best time would probably be between 11:30 and 12:30.
I have 11 to 12 CT, and I have a 12 to 1 CT.
What is that? Oh, that's central. Okay. Yeah, that'll
yeah,
work.
It's your time.
11 okay. to 12. 11 to 12 is fine.
Okay. Let me lock in. And I'll text you 1 hour before just to remind you as a heads up.
Okay.
If anything pops up or changes, I understand. I got two little ones myself. So I get
yeah.
it. Yeah, we could always push it to the afternoon, but we want to make sure we do the client interview as soon as possible so that way we can start doing the optimization and get things up and running as quickly as possible.
Sure.
All right. And you're planning on developing, obviously, I know you've mentioned, you know, hiring some people, but your plan is to grow the business over time, right? That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Really. Okay.
Yeah, my goal is to, I want 10 crews on the road eventually.
Yeah, that's nice. Then you could really kind of hang back with them and watch them grow up.
Yep, and I can work on the business, not in it.
Yeah, exactly. I have two of them outside of here, but I've been fortunate that, you know, I have my dad and my brother out there, so it definitely it helps.
Good.
But I do all the paperwork stuff. All the hard – they use me for all the brains.
There you go.
And they do the tough stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I got your profile created. Okay. Good. 11 to 12. All right. Let me go ahead and take this off the board. And then the last thing we got to do, Nathan, is secure your first month payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
For now, it's going to be under my name. I need to get a business credit card, though, soon. Can
okay.
I change it later?
Yeah. So let me do this. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And then anytime you want to change it, you could either call me directly or you could do it through your local Splash app.
Okay.
Depends on how tech savvy you are. I don't know, but I'm going
to
find out.
I'm kind of computer illiterate, to be honest.
You are?
I should have been born in the 1800s, yeah.
Don't worry. I got you. That's funny.
No.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I'm not
than
quite a boomer. I mean, I can navigate around some stuff, but... You start getting too fancy, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, no, I hear you. It looks like a lot, but it looks more overwhelming than it actually is. You'd probably go nuts. I have three monitors in front of me.
Yeah, right. Give me an idea. I did Squarespace to build. I thought I was going to build my own website,
yeah.
Watch some YouTube videos, and they're making it look so easy. I get in there, and I'm like, I don't see any of these things that they're talking about. Like, none of these little pop-ups are here. Like.
Yeah.
So I just had to pay a nerd on Fiverr to build it for me. She only charged me $260. And it was the
that's
best $260 I spent.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. They did your whole website for that?
Yeah. I just
that's
gave them, like, you know, the meat
that's
and potatoes and kind of an idea, and they did it. And I think it was decent. I mean.
Yeah, that's a steal. 100%. I mean,
yeah.
The websites that we have here, if you're not using our service and you just wanted to buy the site alone, the custom site's like $2,000. So,
I mean,
this one's simpler, but that's really all you need. You don't need anything fancy. You just want them to call you at the end of the day.
Yeah, some people say like with, you know, with Google and the way it is, like some people say you don't even need a website. I wanted a website because I wanted something to make it seem more. Yeah, I wanted to be more, you know, trustworthy.
Yeah,
so.
The site helps, but I mean, being on this first page is going to make you a lot more trustworthy because you're Google verified. So they have like a little badge and a check mark that basically like tells them, hey, like, we verified this business. They're legit. Like we've looked into them ourselves. So people kind of just can blindly hire you off the first page knowing that these guys are legitimate, you know?
Now I got to hope that my name is, I mean, I know I used to work for Red River. I think, yeah, the Red River's near here, but like, I don't think a lot of the locals even care about the Red River. So it's like, to me, it's kind of a dumb name. Chimney Commandos, it's a military town. It's right outside Fort Campbell. Like, a lot of retirees here.
Yeah.
I just feel like the name's going to speak to people. Like, it's going to draw them in.
Yeah, everybody wants somebody they can relate to. I always tell people these local listings are the best, actually, because the pay-per-click and the pay-per-lead campaigns could be somebody that's not local. And a lot of times people don't want to buy from somebody that's not local, that's not from their neighborhood, that they can't track or know what kind of person that is, you know? I feel like 90% of the traffic and the clicks are happening with those local listings. It's not actually the pay-per-click or the pay-per-lead ones. The pay-per-lead ones are more just like, if I want somebody now, it's kind of like a dispatch system of just like, hey, I want somebody to come out today or tomorrow, you know?
Yep.
All right. So I'm sorry, I'm just talking. But I have the account pulled up here. And then was the billing address for this card the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you, Nathan.
All right. It's Visa. Okay. 4270.
4270.
8290.
8290.
5960.
5960.
7231.
7231. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It's 0424.
0424, and then three-digit code on the back.
529.
529, okay. And I texted you my direct number and extension, so if you do want to swap the billing out, we could always do that. Do you have a good tax guy already?
No, I don't.
Okay. Definitely want to do that. I'm going to send you the invoice receipt over, just so that way you could still write it off. But for business transactions, it might be a good idea to go shake hands with one of these local guys out here and
okay,
get a good CPA, because this is a write-off. You'll get it back, you know. Everything that's considered a business expense, actually. So the sooner you can get a business card, the better, because then it's all documented there. And then you could just, at the end of the year, give him basically a printout of all your transactions throughout the year rather than having to, like, hold on to every single receipt or something. So, just some food for thought.
Okay, awesome.
It's kind of outside of what I do, but I just wanted to share that with you. And then you have a security question on the profile. You got three options for this. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
I'll use my first pet's name, Blackie, right. B-L-A-C-K-Y.
Name,
Alright,
and then re-enter, Alright, save. Alright, and then before I authorize the transaction, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Now, this is an added form of protection for you. We will send this to you in writing with your receipt. As I'm walking you through it, if I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Chimney Commandos, LLC.
And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Nathan Henry, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, and hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you have as a Google partner, anything that's like online. And we're not saying you have to cancel anything either, even though I wouldn't recommend using some of the stuff that you currently have long term. But it's more so like,
Jonah, go get your sister now. Sorry, I got kids running around outside.
All good, brother. No, all good. All good, dude. I'm pretty sure when I get home, it'll be the same thing. I got two boys. They're 5 and 2.5, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I got my youngest two are 2 and 3. They're a handful.
Two of them.
I got 6 kids total.
No way.
two of them with my ex-wife in North Carolina, though, so I only get them every other weekend or every other holiday in 6 weeks in the summer.
Man. Take care of your health, because all the goals, I mean, your golden years are going to be amazing, man.
Yeah. If I make it there,
this is the hard part.
It's
endurance, brother, endurance. Take deep breaths.
Yeah. My wife has all the patience. I have very little.
Yeah, that's why I don't say patience. I say endurance. It's just like the ability to put up with all this crap that comes along with it, but it's worth it. I have a lot of buddies that, like, they just refuse to have kids, and I'm telling them, like, man, you're going to be a real lonely old man.
Yeah.
And nobody visited you on the holidays. All right. But yep. Basically, this part of the voice verification was saying, like, not saying that you have to cancel anything. Like I was telling you, you can keep doing some of the stuff that you're doing, like with Home Advisor if you want. It's not conflictual with what we're doing. It's just more so like after today, if you're going to add anything, touch base and make sure that it's not something we're already doing for you. I don't want you paying for something you already have or like duplicating anything.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah, if I start getting organic phone calls, then obviously I'm going to run out my balance with Angie's leads, and then I'll have to block their number because I ignored them. I mean, I avoided them like the plague for a year or for a month straight.
You want to make sure they're really out of there, though. Yeah, like don't just block them and like not fully cancel it, because I've had people, like I had a guy I was working with. They ran up like a $3,500 bill on him, and he was an old man. Like they were just taking advantage of him. Like they were sending him a bunch of text messages, and he doesn't check the text messages. You know, and then by the time he caught on to what was going on, he was one of those people who would literally like have a flip phone and then go to the bank to check his balance. Like there was no like check my balance on my phone. He would literally like go to the bank, check his balance. And so he would like do that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then but he had a very nice company. Don't get me wrong, but the company had been around for like years and years and years. But anyway, they ran up like a bill. It was like $3,500 on him, and he had no idea, and he tried to get the money back, and it just turned into this big old mess. So it's like, if you're really going to cut him off, you got to like call him, you know, make sure you cancel it. Yeah. Even let your bank know, like stop all transactions that come from this entity, to really kind of get him out of there. Cause I've had guys even like pause their leads, and then it automatically unpaused itself like after 24 hours or 48 hours or something, and then they're getting charged lead fees again. So kind of.
Yeah, I saw that when I tried to pause it today. Like they have different time increments. You can't just turn it off indefinitely until you don't want it.
Yeah, you gotta be
leery.
They
do that on purpose, so it turns back on and then boom.
And there's like five of
them.
Plus
the guy got me too. The guy was a smooth talker. He got me talking about $17 per lead, and then my very first lead is $28.56. And he's like, oh, well, actually, it depends on the area the lead comes from. And then he sent me, and there isn't a single $17 lead on that sheet anywhere. So I'm like, oh, got me there.
Yeah. There's roofing contractors in this area. I think the lead fees are like $120 a pop. It's pretty bad considering, like, you want to help? Yeah, okay.
Where's Joe? Sorry, I guess my daughter.
Take your time. No, take your time. Oh. Yeah, hung up on me.